Whether it's because of climate change and solutions to that crisis, global terrorism and its impact on energy supply, or environmental and public health considerations, there's been a growing interest in recent years in alternative sources of clean and renewable energy.
Our next guest has been working in the energy field for half a century. He says that the United States should be focusing on renewable electricity sources to solve our energy needs. David Freeman was one of the architects of the EPA under the Nixon administration and headed up major public utilities in Tennessee, Texas, California, and New York. His most recent book is called All Electric America, Climate Solution and the Hopeful Future. David, welcome to Central Time.
Well, nice to be here. And I actually work mainly for Jimmy Carter and was the architect of his policies for renewable energy and efficiency. And he's a dear friend of mine. So I have worked for presidents of both parties, but I've been advocating and implementing renewable energy for a long time. It used to be something that we thought would be a good thing to do. Now it is a necessity for life on this planet to continue as we know it. But the good news is that we've developed the solar and wind and storage technologies where over the life of the new plants, they're actually cheaper than coal and gas and oil and nuclear.
Well, let's talk about that cheaper aspect, because that's something that a lot of critics worry, whether it is actually cheaper, because you have all this infrastructure already in place for fossil fuels. How can it be cheaper?
Well, because every year you got to dig up more coal and you got to pay for it. Mother Nature provides the solar and the wind free of charge. So once you make the investment in the power, it's like what is the cheapest electricity in America today? It's the dams that we built 20, 30 years ago that are paid off and give us virtually free electricity. You've got to look at the life of the plant, the coal plants. I've run big utilities. You got to buy coal every year, and you got to buy oil, and you got to buy gas. And if we move to an all renewable energy supply, it will be virtually inflation proof. And over the life of the investment, it's going to be cheaper. And anybody that just thinks a little bit will understand that. The problem is we got natural gas and oil, and those guys advertising all the time, and we and buying the government with their contributions, and the people don't even know the truth that the modern-day Thomas Edison, they learned how to harness the sun and the wind, and they learned how to store power, and it's happening in California, it's happening in Hawaii, and it can happen all over the country. 30 or 40 years ago, the electric power industry used to advertise the all-electric home. My little hometown of Chattanooga, Tennessee, when I was a kid, I had to shovel coal into a furnace. We cleaned up the city with the hydropower, green power from the dams that we built on Franklin Roosevelt in the Tennessee Valley. And we have a new form of green energy that the sun and the wind that will do just as much good as the hydropower did 30, 40 years ago. We just need to go for it. And the people need to know about it. They need to pass some laws to make the electric power industry stop building any new fossil fuel or nuclear plants. And we need to start requiring the automobile companies to make and market more and more electric cars. And we can go all electric America. It will be cleaner and it will be cheaper. But if we don't do it, we're going to cook.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that plan. Can you lay it out for us? How do you make this transition by 2050, percentage by percentage point?
3% a year. I lay it out in my book. All we have to do is to phase out the bad stuff and phase in the new stuff at 3% a year. And by 2050, we can be 100% renewable, and it will be lower in cost. But we've got to start. The problem, quite frankly, with the President of the United States and the leaders of every other country, it doesn't take a lot of courage to say in 2050 we're going to be clean, but actually do nothing really now that Mother Nature can notice. And natural gas is just as bad as coal because the methane leaks, you just don't see it. In Southern California today, there's a massive leak of methane, and that's just 100 times as powerful as carbon. All the fossil fuels are poison. We ought to use that word. And we need to just replace it. 3% a year. We can do it. In fact, it's happening. California has moved from nothing to 30% renewable, but we've got to not only make all the electricity renewable, we've got to use the electricity to replace oil and gas. The technology is there. I never dreamed I'd live long enough to see General Motors advertising electric cars. That was in the movie, Who Killed the Electric Car? But now they're selling them. And all we need to do is to make them sell more and more of them and provide incentives for people. For example, if the utility in your state would own the battery, it could be part of their storage system. It would dramatically reduce the cost of electric cars, and people would start buying them like hotcakes.
We're talking to David Freeman right now. He's the author of the new book. It's called All Electric America, A Climate Solution and the Hopeful Future. He's calling for the U.S. to move to a transition to all renewable electric energy by the year 2050. And David, let's talk about that year, 2050. What happens in 2050? Why then?
Well, then we will have a completely sustainable energy supply, and we'll live happily ever after. I mean, we'll leave something for our grandchildren that is really important, a perpetual, sustainable energy supply. And we can have the kind of a better life that we talk about. They call it the American dream, remember?
And you say we can get there.
But if we don't do that, the family doctor, the climatologist, is telling us that you won't be able to have a happy life even in Wisconsin. Either you believe the family doctor, if your kids and the doctor said they're on a diet that's going to kill them in 35 years, and all you have to do is switch to something that doesn't cost any more, 3% a year, everybody would do it. We just have to start really acting on what the climatologists are saying and passing some laws to make it happen. That's what we did with seatbelts. That's what we did when we had lead in toys. That's what we do when we have something poisonous. But the politicians need to stand up and look the oil and gas people in the eye and tell them to go to hell.
And is that going to happen in the foreseeable future? Are you talking about a rewrite of the American political system?
If you feel the burn, maybe it will.
Well, there is some leadership, President. There was a big climate agreement just recently. Are you happy with the progress that's being made? You're calling for something.
Yeah, but the climate agreement is not an agreement. The climate agreement is not an agreement. They haven't agreed to do anything. These are just goals. The problem is the United States of America made them change it from shall to should because the American Congress right now wouldn't approve it. And so the whole thing in Paris is what should be done. But in order to make it happen, you got to pass some laws this year and next year. And we at least ought to be fighting for what needs to be done so the young people will know what to fight for. Right now, nobody is really talking like I am. And they need to because we've gone along now. You know, Al Gore raised these issues almost 10 years ago. We've done nothing but talk up to now. Mother Nature hasn't noticed the difference. But the greenhouse gases keep going up. They're not going down. They're going up.
I want to talk about the clean sources of energy that are part of your plan. You can think of solar and wind. And in general, people worry that those are not
storage.
Those are not.
Yeah, but
those are not base load.
Combine it with storage. You know, just read the Bible. The Lord said when you have a good year, you put some in storage so you have something in a bad year. We have technology now that can store electricity when we have it and use it when the sun's not shining. So that argument no longer holds water. I mean, I've run power systems. We know how to store electricity, and the cost has come way down.
So, do we have the technology that we need already for the storage that you're outlining right now for technologies like solar and wind?
Yes. You ever heard of something called a battery? The batteries are just better and better than ever. We know how to do pump storage. I've had those projects on my system. You pump the water up at night, and then you run it through the turbine the next afternoon, and you can store it that way. But there's compressed air. All you got to do is to Google the word storage and look on the dictionary. It's all there, and it's being implemented. Like I tell you, in California, the Southern California Edison Company has just bought 250 megawatts of storage, and they're not a charity. They're a private company doing what their public service commission is urging them to do. The technology is there. We just haven't given the utility industry the right marching orders yet, and that's what needs to be done.
In Wisconsin, we're having a debate right now about nuclear power. Is that a part of your clean energy future?
No, nuclear power is not clean. It's very, very dangerous, and it's very, very expensive. Solar and wind are now cheaper than nuclear power. There is no utility that has to compete with building a nuclear power plant anywhere in America. And the old plants are piling up that fuel, trash, nuclear waste, that we haven't figured out what to do with it in 50 years. So we had the nuclear dream. It just failed. And I've run utilities and nuclear power plants that I had to shut down because it just cost too damn much. And we haven't figured out what to do with the nuclear waste. But we don't need nuclear power. We have solar and wind, which are the most abundant sources of energy on Earth. And we know how to harness it. We just need to implement it like we're doing. I mean, California just passed a law that they have to go to 50% renewable by 2030. We need those kind of laws in every state, and then we need to order the utilities to start marketing their electricity in place of oil and gas. We need to electrify the railroads. We need to do a lot of things that will create millions of jobs and actually reduce costs, because electric motors are very efficient. They're 98% efficient, more efficient than the internal combustion engine. And, you know, this country is capable of doing things. We just need to give the right message to the younger people. This is their issue. This is going to ruin their lives if we don't do something about it and start doing something real. And we've got to put the oil and gas people out of business over the 35 years, 1 year at a time. And because we've invented a better mousetrap, the solar and wind and storage combined is just cheaper and cleaner and more abundant than anything else we have. And we're not going to eliminate nuclear proliferation threats if we keep building more and more nuclear power plants, and we don't know what to do with the nuclear trash. And anybody that knows anything about the subject is well aware that that's one of the biggest threats we face.
Now, we're in the midst of a run-up to a presidential election. What would you like to see the candidates talking about, and in what direction would you have them move in?
Well, I have them move along the lines that I'm saying, that it's no longer a question of whether we should move to a 100% all-renewable energy supply. We must, and I'd like to see them debate on exactly how to go about doing it. Instead, we're getting nothing out of the Republican side and nothing but platitudes out of the Democrats. And the environment, so-called environmental movement ain't moving. They're silent. So I'm trying to raise my voice to see if we can at least give these young people. I was in a parade with them in New York City about 9 months ago, and they talked about environmental justice, but nobody's giving them a platform of real action to fight for. My book does it. It can be obtained by Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And I just hope people will read it and, engage in the debate.
David, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, it's my pleasure, as you can see. Thank you so much for having me.
David Freeman is the author of the new book, All Electric America, A Climate Solution and the Hopeful Future. He's calling for the U.S. to move toward a transition to all renewable electric energy by the year 2050.